We're doing Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Mekor Chaim. We're up to the laws of reading the Torah. The custom is that a Talmid Chacham in Shul gets the Aliyah of the Ten Commandments and the Maftir in Shabbos Zohar. And some have the custom that on Shavuos also Talmid Chacham gets the Aliyah. And some even have the custom that he gets the first Aliyah instead of a Kohen on Shavuos. I've never seen that done, that Talmid Chacham gets the first Aliyah. A person should try to get an Aliyah once a month.
Didn't you say that was like the normal endpoint?
Yes. Yes, we stopped doing that. So he's saying on Shavuos, yeah, there are places that still do it. A person should try to get an Aliyah once a month. Not so easy here at the Machon. You have to go to a Minyan where there are less people, I guess. I think it's impossible here.
Yeah,
it's more important.
To stand right next to the Dima.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
Mikaradin, technically a katan, a minor, who knows what the idea of a blessing is, he knows there is a God, etc. He can get one of the seven aliyos, not the first three, but one of the seven. And today our custom is that we don't call a minor up to the Torah. The only aliyah we'd give him is maftir, which is like the extra. The custom here in Jerusalem is that we never call up a minor, even for maftir. And I've never seen any shul do different. Even though it's quoted in Halacha that they, it seems there was this custom until not so long ago to give a minor the final aliyah of maftir. But I've never seen it here in Jerusalem for sure. We wait until a child is 13 years old, and I've never seen anywhere do different. Oh, in the Yemenite shuls, right. I probably saw it there. Correct. On Simchas Torah, the custom is that we do let minors go up. The Yemenites have the custom that they let children go up. When it comes to the sixth aliyah, there's a Kabbalistic concept that Shishi is a very special aliyah, and because the miners are so pure, they've never tasted sin, that's why there is this custom that the Yemenites will call up a miner for the sixth aliyah.
If you they're
not commanded yet. No, a child that doesn't sin yet. When a child does something wrong, he doesn't have to do tshuva for it technically. It's all chinuch. It's a mitzvah for him to learn how to behave. But technically, it's not a sin. If he eats something non-kosher, the parents should have tried to prevent it from him. But it's not considered a sin he has to do tshuva for later.
He's still not accountable.
We have a responsibility to teach him to behave properly. But it's not considered a sin when he does something wrong. It might not be a good idea to tell him that. We want him to get used to behaving properly. If he feels it's like free for all, he could do whatever he wants, then that's not what Chazal wanted. Chazal wanted him to feel responsibility. Okay. Sometimes you have schools that have a shul inside, and everyone davening there are minors. So then, ideally, the correct thing is to have an adult's minyan with them. If you have a situation where the whole minyan is small children, so then he writes over here a chidush. He says, in order to make them fond of Torah and mitzvot, it is permissible to take out a sefer Torah and let the small children have aliyos so that they are fond of the Torah. So that's a big chidush. I've never seen any school do that. Usually they make sure they have 10 adults there.
To have 10 adult males?
Yeah.
It's not a minyan, actually.
10 adult males, that's a minyan.
But with the children, it's
right, it's not a minyan. He's saying it's not a real minyan, but this way the children will love the Torah, and that's part of honoring the Torah. So you're training them.
They would bless the Torah also when they go out to get aliyot, or they would just go and stand there and then read, but not actually.
No, no. He's saying to make the blessings. Well, yeah. Yeah. It's a big chidush. Yeah.
I think they say, like, if you have like 10 adults or whatever, you can count, and you can't get another adult, that you can count a child.
You said you have 10 adults, so what do you mean?
No, if you have 9 adults, you can't get a 10th one.